Welcome to EA Truth Radio, brought to you by EternalAffairsMedia.com. Our show is called We Are the News Now with Dan Hennen. Today is November 29th, 2021, and our show will be about current events. In particular, the events that happened that didn't make the news that should have, and also the items that did make the news that shouldn't have. I'll try to strip out the fake news so you don't have to. Once again, we are a faith-based program. As always, we'll start off with a prayer. Father God, in the name of Yeshua Almighty the Christ, we humbly come before your throne and ask that you bless the airwaves and this show. Scramble all devices of the enemy and allow this show to go forth and reach millions. Thank you for giving us our audience, Lord, and please give them the ears to hear this message. Please be with each and every one of them, where they are, while they tune into our shows. Bless each and every one of them. Ultimately, may thy will be done. In Jesus' living, powerful, active, and matchless name, amen. Well, here's the topics for the week. Once again, a lot going on, in particular, a lot going on right now, today. Monday, November 29th. We've got lots in the news. The Ghislaine Maxwell trial has started today. The Jussie Smollett trial has started today. Tomorrow, I believe the laptop, the Hunter's laptop from hell will be, the contents will be released to the public. And so lots going on this week as we roll into the month of December. In particular, now, I'm going to find the topic I want to start with, because this doesn't get any better than this. It doesn't get much better. Let's start off here. A Ford Escape. I'll get to that. We'll start off with the Ford Escape. A Ford Escape drives through a holiday parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, leaving multiple people dead, multiple people injured. This was November 21st. The driver of the vehicle turned out to be Daryl Edward Brooks. Well, a neighbor said after the event, he stopped in and asked for some help and needed something to eat, and the gentleman made him a sandwich. Very strange. Once again, he was apprehended, though. And bail was set at $5 million. He's an African-American gentleman. The people that died, there's a big backlash against this. Well, a GoFundMe was set up to try to raise some money for his bail. And GoFundMe quickly shut it down. But there's another one up just today to raise money for this man's bail. Daryl Edward Brooks. Black Lives Matter, the Milwaukee branch is organizing a fundraiser to help raise money to get this gentleman out of jail to make bail. Now, why would this be? Why on earth would anyone want to get him out of jail? This came on the heels of the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict and all the shenanigans going on there in southern Wisconsin. Now, this happens later on. Now, many people had the question, why was there a Christmas party before Thanksgiving? And I think they've had this, they've done this for years in this location. They've had a Christmas parade at that location, even before Thanksgiving starts. So that was one of many questions that were asked as far as why were there so many people there at a Christmas parade when it's not even Christmas season yet. And so they do that beforehand. And so this gentleman also had a history of other things as well. Not a good guy. What made him do this? I don't know. Was he paid? Was he an infiltrator? Was he set up to do this? Was this a George Soros funded type of event, orchestrated event? You know, who knows? We had this Charlottesville deal about 5 years ago where that turned out to be an orchestrated event. It was faked. It really happened. It wasn't a hoax, but it was a setup. And so it was done on purpose to try to blame certain people. And this was very odd. But anyway, there is a GoFundMe back up now. Black Lives Matter BLM, Black Lives Matters in Milwaukee, is actually pushing this. And like we've stated this many times in the show, back when Black Lives Matter started out, it could have very well been a well-meaning organization. But once it since has been infiltrated, now it's turned on its back and now turned into something very corrupt. That's one of those deals there. I can't find any excuse for why you'd be supporting the person pulled over for this, Daryl Edward Brooks. Now, Joe Biden's communications director steps down only one day after Kamala Harris's communications director steps down. And the White House vaccinations director was going to plan on stepping down November 22nd. So this all happened in 1 week. We get the communications director stepping down for both Biden and Kamala. And then the White House vaccinations director to step down. Very strange, but you have to look at the timing of these things. Look at the timing of what's going on here. We know that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are making mistakes after mistakes almost on a daily basis. Many are suggesting that perhaps these mistakes are not done on purpose. I mean, they are done on purpose, and we're going to see Joe step down and or something happen with him. So we're going to get Hillary Clinton back in the mix, either as the vice president or president, if Kamala Harris moves up. So keep that in mind, too. The agonizing of watching these two speak are so bad that it could be something that's done on purpose to try to get someone else in. That someone else could be Hillary Clinton coming into the mix. Now, here's where I wanted to start on. November 21st, 8 days ago, scientists came out with a story. A story came out that said scientists are mystified about the low COVID numbers in Africa and very low vaccination rate in Africa. Why is the virus impacting every other country and continent except Africa? What's the deal? And so the article came out saying that the scientists were mystified. They're not getting hit with it. In fact, they're proud that they're not taking the vax over there and they're not even getting sick. That was the 21st. Look it up for yourself. Look up that article. It was on the news. 5 days later is all that it took. And a new variant came out, coming out of South Africa, focused on South Africa, this new deadly variant called the Omicron. It's coming out now. It's not impacting anything except South Africa, but they're going to say now it's going to be the new wave, it's the new Delta, it's the new variant, it's the new really awful, awful thing. So what it is fear porn, number one. Number two, as these intelligence agencies put together these things, there's never one reason they do it. There's multiple angles for this. Number one, Africa is being targeted because they did not go along with the rules. They're not playing along nicely with all the other countries. They're saying how horrible this is. Remember when India came out to say, we're not going to go ahead with the vax, we're going to stop all vaccinations? It was less than a week later, the country of India was blamed in the mainstream media for being one of the targets of all of this stuff happening with the virus. If you don't play fair, if you don't play as part of the group, and you go off on your own and go rogue as a country, there is backlash. India saw it several months ago. Africa now made this big news about nothing's getting hit there. And now they got the target on their back. This is how it plays out. Remember, it's still a pandemic. There is no emergency situation here. We're not in a pandemic at all. It's a pandemic. But to keep people in fear, they need to keep riling up folks every couple of months. And they're using this as the new variants. But they're also doing it, feeding it into a country that deserves it. So Africa wasn't playing fair. We're going to now pin this on them. That's how these things work. So watch on almost how comical things get when you see things like that come out. Sweden's prime minister-elect resigned on his very first day. November 24th, the very first day after being elected, the gentleman resigns. Now, that's very interesting. And this is in Sweden. Not sure the connection, not sure what it's relating to, but I find it odd and wanted to bring it up and mention it for the purpose of this show. Governor Gavin Newsom in California signed a bill last week to assist in reducing the penalties for those convicted of crimes rape, sodomy with minors. He's trying to reduce the penalty, trying to reduce the sentence, and signed a bill for those guilty of sodomy with minors, so the penalty will be lower. Now, I've got two questions with this. Number one, why on earth is this even on anybody's radar with what everything's going on right now? And number two, we've already had the issues with the pedophiles and the pedophilia going on. We've already had the Pizzagate. We've already had Wiener's laptop. We already know what's going on behind the scenes. And yes, it does involve kids. We got the Ghislaine Maxwell trial going on right now, dealing with children. Human trafficking, sex trafficking, child trafficking, all of these things. On November 24th, Gavin Newsom signs a bill to reduce penalties for sodomy with minors. How does that even come in? How does that even rise to the top, the cream of the crop for things to sign when all of these things are going on right now? Certainly, there's better things to be doing with their time than this. But Newsom, California, Gavin Newsom, deep state players, all in the mix. And this is what we see. That's why it's not surprising. The CDC this week announced that they're planning to come forward and announce that every American will now need the vaccine and a booster shot. Not just the vaccine. They're going to say it's going to be mandatory for every American to have the vaccine and one booster. Now, we brought up this very same scenario about 8 months ago by saying, you know, first it's going to be a booster, then it's going to be a booster once a year, then it's going to be required to have a booster twice a year. And then on this very show, we alluded to the fact of the possibility that there may be a booster shot required every quarter that everyone's going to need to get. This is what's going to be happening. We're helping to educate the public on shows like this to say, look, it's not just a vaccine. Get it so you're done. It will be now a booster. And then it's going to be multiple boosters. It's a never-ending cycle is what we've been trying to say since the very beginning this whole thing happened. And now we're seeing it come to fruition. It's disgusting. Yes, I admit it. But this is what we're faced with. And this is what's going on. It's never going to end. The plan is it for to never end. People are making money on this. Remember, when you go in for your free flu shot or your free vaccine, it's not a free event. It's not a free transaction. There's no cost involved to you, perhaps. But companies are making big, big money by getting this out there. Another thing you don't see anymore is all of the signs on the street corners for get your flu shot for the season. Get your flu shot at Walgreens, CVS, Walmart, all these places, gas stations, convenience stores, for goodness sakes, had signs to say, please get your flu shot. Now, that should have been raising the antenna for all of the public when they see things like this at a gas station. Why would they be advertising a flu shot? What's in it for them? Jussie Smollett trial began today, November 29th. That took place when the whole hoax, the hate crime hoax, where Jussie Smollett, the actor, got busted for faking his own crime. Got busted for faking his own crime. Twice now, they've had attorneys draw up to try to dismiss this case, and gladly, I'm so glad that the judge has focused and pushed this thing forward. Yes, we know there's corruption in the justice system and the courts, but it seems like there may be a good judge in the case here where they're trying to say, let's move this thing along. This is a case that cannot be dropped or dismissed. Right in the middle of all this alleged hate crimes that are going on, we get the Jussie Smollett himself driving a wedge to only increase it. And then he says, you know what? It's a misunderstanding. Let's just dismiss it. Well, it certainly was not a misunderstanding. It was well played, well orchestrated, and played out, if not even practiced. This is some disgusting stuff we're dealing with here. Hopefully, Jussie Smollett and his co-conspirators, obviously he didn't pull this off by himself, the co-conspirators here get convicted of this crime. That should not take that long. I'm guessing a week, maybe two, to bring this to fruition and bring it to closure. That's a disgusting case. Now, Jack Dorsey announced he's stepping down today from Twitter as the CEO of Twitter, at Jack. The result of many posts and comments from QAnon when Q was active on the chat internet forums. Jack was a big player. Jack was heavily involved in the stuff that's going on now with the deep state, the censoring, the filtering, and the narrative that the deep state wants. Twitter is helping to push that, just like Facebook's helping to push that, just like USA Today is pushing the narrative. CNN, Anderson Cooper, pushing the narrative. Joe Scarborough every morning, Morning Joe, pushing the narrative. Trevor Noah in the evening, same exact lines, pushing the narrative. They're getting us a 24/7 attack on what they want people to hear. That's propaganda. That's propaganda. That's not real news. What they're pushing is propaganda. It's what they want you to believe. So Dorsey stepping down is going to be very interesting. Now, the interesting thing is with him stepping down, the person replacing him in that CEO position is going to be their top technology officer, the one who brought in the AI, artificial intelligence, to start responding and start notifying and start reacting to fake news. Now, there's an article that came out in 2018 that this very gentleman said that we're going to start using artificial intelligence to bring in information from fact checkers and sources like Snopes. As things get debunked, we could hit it off the pass before information can get out there that's already been disproven. Well, we've talked about this on the show as well. Those organizations of fact checkers, organizations such as Snopes, are part of the deep state. They may have started out as legitimate organizations, but along the way, they're bought, owned, compromised, and taken over by deep state to help push their narrative. Sometimes the narrative on Snopes is already out there with the fact checkers before it even really hits the mainstream news. Sometimes when something big happens, you can see it by following it on Snopes. It's going to be out there before it even becomes a big issue. So they're getting their answers almost too quick ahead of time. So you can tell when things like that, when they start getting strange. But yes, this new guy is very much into AI. This is not meaning that Twitter is going to go into the right direction or wrong direction, probably the wrong, and stay there regardless of Jack is in or out. But Dorsey is another one that I would not be surprised if you see an indictment from him, a federal sealed indictment and an arrest. Jack Dorsey, very prominent in deep state activities. Trump this week, just today, endorsed Wendy Rogers as a congresswoman running for legislation in Arizona. Very prominent on Twitter, Wendy Rogers. She's a good follow. She's very outspoken. She's one of the good guys. And now, that doesn't mean that everything she says is correct or accurate, but I would say with Wendy Rogers, 90 to 95% is right on the money. Now, she tweets a lot. She's busy with her work. She doesn't have time, I don't think, to fact check a lot of things herself. But when some things came out last week, she was, I believe, on the wrong side of things with some of the discussions that went on relating to some of the arguments that went on online. I'll get to that here later. But Wendy Rogers is very good. Trump endorsed her today. That's a huge move for that to take place. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, another one. Very good. For the most part, what she says is correct, and what she says for the most part is accurate. I would say for her, it's maybe 75-80% is correct and good. You do have to filter for the things that she may not know or not have the answer to. This last week, Lynn Wood was made the news big with Kyle Rittenhouse on a piece of disinformation when Kyle Rittenhouse did an interview once he got finished with his court trial. And the convictions, he was found not guilty on those cases. He came out and under a case of misinfo or disinfo, said some disparaging remarks towards Lynn Wood. Now, Lynn Wood, very active in QAnon and the election fraud, is not a criminal lawyer. Lynn Wood is a defamation lawyer who became very popular in 1996 in Atlanta following the Olympic Park bombing, which was also fraud, fake, orchestrated event type of a thing. He was very good on that. He has now been a big supporter of Mike Lindell, President Trump, and whatnot. And Kyle Rittenhouse made some disparaging remarks about him as a lawyer that he used, that he did not make some good choices, left him in prison for a while in jail, and took his money, allegedly the money that they raised for the bond, that sort of thing. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene was very quick on that day when that came out to tweet that Lynn Wood should be in jail for his actions on this. So that's one of those things that you want to be careful for when you're watching those on Twitter. Lynn Wood heard about all this, went on a show, and responded back in an interview that was very well done to say, this is not the case. I worked with Kyle from his defamation lawsuit piece, but it was not involved in the criminal side. The criminal side was done by John Pierce. John Pierce was involved along with Mark Richards, and they, with the bad background that those two have, got Kyle Rittenhouse in a bad position and did some not some favorable things to him. And Lynn Wood called out those two individuals as someone that you not want to keep in contact with or use, John Pierce, Mark Richards. Lynn Wood helped with his organization to raise the money for the bail and reach that money and get that off to him to help out the Rittenhouse family. And all that was good. So there was a misunderstanding in there somewhere, but the point of the mean being is Lynn Wood is a good guy. Marjorie Taylor Greene, for the most part, is also good, but she was one quick to come out and bash Lynn Wood in public. Lynn Wood was trending on Twitter this past week because of all the shenanigans that were going on. A lot of Q followers turned on Lynn Wood. A lot of Trump followers turned on Lynn Wood. And a lot of those that were big fans of Kyle Rittenhouse turned on Lynn Wood because of the statements he said. Now, you got to keep in mind, Kyle Rittenhouse was good, and his actions he did was good up to and including the case with the shootings at the scene in Wisconsin, the trial being not guilty, and coming up to possibly sue all these people in the media that have defamed him, including President Biden, who made him all look bad. Those are all good things that Kyle Rittenhouse did, was good. Now, I don't know if someone got to Kyle Rittenhouse or not, or compromised him or not, or if he honestly thinks that Lynn Wood did something bad to him, but he had no right coming out and blaming Lynn Wood. And so who knows now if Kyle Rittenhouse is a good guy or not, or if he's being used as a puppet, possibly even unwitting puppet by the deep state to now go after and bash Lynn Wood. The deep state wants Lynn Wood gone and done with. Kyle Rittenhouse is a good guy. So right away, what better angle would be to have Kyle Rittenhouse do an interview, a public interview, mainstream interview, calling out Lynn Wood? Lynn Wood was quite quick to say his information didn't make sense. The information didn't make sense how he was presenting it on Mr. Rittenhouse. So someone has either infiltrated his camp or something, and there's something not right with that. That's not to say that Kyle Rittenhouse is a bad guy or a bad person, but he's either been compromised wittingly or unwittingly in that case. John Pierce had a bad background with financial problems, drug issues and things like that. But Lynn Wood did raise the money, put that money into an escrow account and whatnot, and got everything paid off. Now, the other question was, he said that Lynn Wood made me do an article on the Washington Post, an interview with the Washington Post. Now, I highly doubt that Lynn Wood would encourage Kyle Rittenhouse to do an interview with the Washington Post. Washington Post is deep state Operation Mockingbird propaganda. That should be another telltale sign of Lynn Wood saying you should do an interview with the Washington Post. I can't believe that. My self. But what you do, what you get is an article. It looks like I've got my notes here. David Hancock written. Maybe he was the author there of that article. But lots going on there with that. Now, Lynn Wood comes out later in the interview that helps explain the situation, that he was not doing anything to Kyle Rittenhouse. He comes out and says that, you remember, people are compromised nowadays. Fox News is compromised. It may be good for the most part, very conservative Republican, but it's still not good. There might be good elements within Fox News, but Fox News is still the bad guy. They are still the mainstream media. They are still Operation Mockingbird and Deep State. He goes on to say, too, that Newsmax, who started out good as an independent journalism, may have been good when they started, certainly has been compromised in between and help poisoning the well there with their information that they're getting out. He goes after Newsmax. He goes after Hannity, Sean Hannity, and Tucker Carlson in the same interview. Many people love Tucker Carlson. Many people love Sean Hannity. But the point he's trying to get over is that these guys may say 85, 90% good things, things that you want to hear. That does not mean that they're good people. Does not mean that they may have been compromised in the past and are now being limited hangouts of some sort to try to push different angles and push propaganda. You've got to remember that they are on mainstream media to begin with. How did they get there? Is it because of their great journalistic ability? Probably not. But guys like Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, you have to be cognizant of the fact that they're probably there for some reason. They probably got there by some reason. How else would they be on mainstream media doing 80% good things and the small percentage on the back because that Tucker Carlson went right after Lynn Wood and Sean Hannity has in the past? So he says to be cognizant of those types of things that's going on, because if you're a mainstream media to begin with, Deep State owns all of the mainstream media. That's just how it goes. So those are the things falling into today. That a trial with Ghislaine Maxwell, we got to keep in mind too that, you know, this trial's going on. It's state versus her. It's got some connections with Epstein, but this is not an Epstein trial. The trial is her, Ghislaine Maxwell. They're going to probably bring in some situations with her sister that go also deep state. Her father, deep state. Remember, her father was Robert Maxwell, Israeli Mossad for many years, British intelligence, MI5, I think, for many years, and also CIA connected for many years. He died mysteriously with a boating mishap in the 80s, very connected to a lot of people. You'll also see in this scenario with Ghislaine Maxwell that her and Epstein, either good or bad, who was the good guy, who was the bad guy, we have to keep in mind that both were bad. You know, the media that I see these commercials and headlines coming up to watch this trial are to say, you know, was she the pawn or was she the puppeteer or was she the puppet master? Who was controlling who? That also is propaganda. They both were bad. Just depends on how far they were. But remember, this whole thing started with Virginia Roberts making the lawsuit against Ghislaine Maxwell. Virginia Roberts, also called Virginia Giuffre, she's the one that started this whole thing with her claims. That involved Prince Andrew. That's where the story needs to go, the Prince Andrew connection. And Virginia Roberts, it's not Ghislaine and Epstein. It's the much deeper story. That's all I've got for today. Remember to check out all of our articles and content at eternalaffairsmedia.com. And if you feel so led to do so, please click the links in the description to support us financially. We are an entirely independent media operation and end times ministry. We rely on your support to continue to provide you excellent content. Go to eternalaffairsmedia.com and bookmark the site, as well as sign up for the email newsletter in case they ever take our social media pages down. Remember, a big thank you to our patrons, donors, including Reverend Dave, Alicia, Catherine, Lisa, Andrew, and Anne. Once again, November 29th, thanks for listening.